This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Show. It's Katsako Njengamanje. It is 12 o'clock. And happening right now, we have a chat with the founder of Inatural Ubuntu, a skincare product. And she's a skin anti-breaching activist all the way from Izamba. Hello there. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us today. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to get hold of you. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah, we can hear you nice and clear on this side. Before we get to the business of today, can you please introduce yourself to the listeners?
Okay. This is Natural Ubuntu from Zambia, an anti-bleaching activist.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. How is Zambia? How is the weather there?
No, the weather is okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking about skin bleaching today. We are joined by Natural Ubuntu all the way from Zambia. We are crossing the borders. We are coming to you live from South Africa. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, the people are listening to the MUT radio from Zambia and also from South Africa. Now getting to the business of today, Natural Ubuntu, briefly walk us through your background in skincare and also your journey to becoming an anti-bleaching activist.
Okay. I started in 2007 because I was bleaching back in school. Mm. Then at 96, I was bleaching my skin at school because I wanted to treat pimples. I ended up starting bleaching. Then after that, I got addicted and I got married. After getting married, my skin finished and I was looking old at the age of 28.
Yeah.
So now it brought some confusion. Like my husband even wanted to divorce me.
Yeah.
Because I was looking much older than him.
Mm.
Then the conflict continued. Then it was hard for me to stop, you know. You saw the things I go make, I hide them. So now time came when I saw someone who was looking more bent.
Yeah.
Then I looked at myself, I was like, oh, it doesn't look good.
Mm.
Now you can't stop without repairing the skin. So I started researching on making new skin cells on the skin. So after making my own research, I treated my skin. I go back my natural skin. Then I thought of now starting a campaign and treating the people in the streets. So I used to move with my old photos when I was bleaching, encouraging women who are bleaching. I would capture their photo, analyze their features, show them how bad they look.
Yeah.
Then they get convinced. I give them the treatment. They get back to their skin. So they started telling each other about me. 2007, 8, 9, 10, I became a big name.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is me.
Mm.
Yeah.
We all know if you are dark in complexion, people will be like, you're not beautiful. The only the standard of being beautiful is actually if you are light in complexion. So we want to know now what inspired you to start advocating against the skin bleaching. You have told us your story and how bad you were looking after you started bleaching and what that. Now, what are the main reason behind your stance on this issue of skin bleaching?
Okay. It's not about beauty.
Yeah.
It's also about skin health.
Yeah.
Because bleaching means removing the skin textures. And a lot of women were dying. You know, when you have an accident, they can't stitch you. You want to have a cesarean section, they can't stitch you because the skin is weak. So
yeah.
I continued on those grounds because I wanted to protect the women from premature death.
Now, like you have told us, one of the negative impact that skin bleaching has on individual health and society as a whole. Can you please elaborate one of those negative impact?
Okay, to start with, I never started medicine or I'm not a healthy practitioner. It's just something that started.
Yeah.
So the skin is one of the largest organs on the body. So it means the skin holds everything together. So when you are bleaching, you are making the body organs vulnerable to diseases and infections. So, for example, when the skin is very light, when you move in the sun, you have to get burnt.
Yeah.
When it's very cold, you feel very cold than the usual person who's just natural, because the skin has natural fats in it. So when you are bleaching, all those natural fats, they dissolve. You just remain with a weak skin, which can't fight too much cold, too much heat, the radiation.
Yeah.
So those are the repercussions. Apart from that, if a woman is bleaching and she's pregnant,
yeah,
the baby's going to be sick.
Hmm.
You know, less oxygen, because those chemicals we apply, they penetrate through the pores, through the blood, and goes to the baby. So the baby will be bleaching also.
I do get that. You can continue.
Yeah, from that, another thing is skin cancer and eye problems, because when you are applying the chemicals, they penetrate in the eyes.
Yeah.
Eventually, a lot of people didn't know bleaching also added to the eyesight problem. So I'm opening up to everyone now. They go for checkups and stop bleaching.
Mm, right. Now, you started advocating against skin bleaching, and you were just going up and down with your photo, just showing it to other women who were bleaching on that time. So now, you started the skincare product called Natural Ubuntu. Tell us now, how does it differentiate itself from other skincare brands, especially concerning the stance against skin bleaching?
Okay, my business now has grown because I could see the rate of people who were bleaching, and I calculated that these people were going to be my clients.
Yeah.
After 10 years, I'll be rich.
Yes.
So everyone now is with me because they have got nowhere to go when they bend their skins. They just come back to me and get treatment.
What kind of products do you have?
I've got the healing creams.
Yeah.
I've got the stretch mark creams, because bleaching brings bad stretch marks.
Mm.
Then I've got pimple treatment, skin cancer treatment. I've got a lot. Yeah, I have to see what is on the skin, then I treat it. I have to see before. I've got a lot, a variety for natural cause and bleaching cause.
Mm, wonderful. In what ways now does your brand promote skin positivity and also encourage individuals to embrace their natural skin tones?
We can't run away from our own beauty. That is where I named Natural Ubuntu.
Yeah.
You can't run away. This is our heritage. Our natural skin represents our natural African heritage. So when you start bleaching, it means you are being colonized by Europeans, you know.
Yeah.
So we have to show that we are proper African people.
Mm. There is a higher rate of women who are bleaching their skin in South Africa, all over Africa, and all over the world. If we were being for real, like, there is a high rate of people that are actually bleaching their skin. So what are your future plans or upcoming initiatives aimed at furthering the cause of promoting healthy skincare practices and discouraging skin bleaching?
Yeah, I need the stakeholders to just help me expand the sensitization, you know, because bleaching is a global thing which needs strong measures, so that people should understand the dangers apart from becoming light, beauty, what, no.
Yeah.
So we need to join hands with me, who has maybe more than 17,000 skin damages of pictures. We join hands and ban the total importation of those products, because South Africa was known to be a strict country, banning the bleaching creams.
Yes,
but I'm seeing cases coming from South Africa. They call me, they are banned, they are what? So how did the cream start coming to South Africa? So let's hope we'll get back to the same, whatever.
Yes, yes. Mm. Wonderful, Natural Ubuntu. We're speaking to Natural Ubuntu all the way from Zambia. She is speaking to us about Natural Ubuntu skincare product and also her skin anti-bleaching activism that she is currently taking place or pursuing. Just making sure that you do not bleach your skin. You are beautiful the way you are. Don't let them tell you otherwise. Don't let them tell you otherwise. Now, Natural Ubuntu, now you are helping people. Like, just share one success story from one of the patients that you have treated now with your product.
Pardon?
Just tell us maybe one success story from one of the patients that you have treated with your product, because you're looking beautiful. Like, I will agree if you are telling me that you were looking so bad during the skin bleaching and whatnot. So one success story now.
The success story, when you go on my page, you would have told me, if I was in my office, I would have involved the people who are benefiting from Natural Ubuntu. I've got thousands of stories of people have brought back to natural. Praised me like a queen.
That's nice. You are so beautiful. We want to just tell you all the way from South Africa, you are so beautiful. Like, when we approached you
for identifying me, it's not an easy thing. It means you are following my work.
Yeah, your work is great. Now, just to share your contact website and also the social media handles, Natural Ubuntu, how do we connect with you?
Okay, my email address is Beatrice Kunda without space.
Yes.
Yeah, 89@gmail.com.
Please repeat that.
Okay, Beatrice Kunda without space.
Yeah.
89@gmail.com.
The social media pages.
Natural Ubuntu
on Facebook and Instagram.
Natural Ubuntu.
Thank you so much.
TikTok, Natural Ubuntu.
TikTok, Natural Ubuntu. Instagram, Natural Ubuntu. Facebook, Natural Ubuntu. Thank you so much, Natural Ubuntu. Thank you so much for honoring us. Thank you so much for honoring your invite here to all the way from South Africa. We love you from Zambia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.